coming up on episode number 1288. Well, it was about 40 years ago, just a little over 40 years and a couple of days, that Pink Floyd released what I consider to be the finest Pink Floyd album, and maybe even one of my top five favorite albums of all time. It was released on November 30th, 1979, The Wall, a double disc set, 26 tracks, some a few seconds long, others several minutes long, but just an amazing album, and it was something that I listened to constantly. So it is time to do a tribute, a 40th anniversary tribute to The Wall, and it's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Today, celebrating the 40th anniversary of one of my favorite albums of all time, Pink Floyd's The Wall. It's been turned into a movie. It's been covered in its entirety over and over, both by Roger Waters solo, by different acts, different bands who go through and do covers of every track on the album. Sometimes people cover one track from the album, sometimes you get an entire cover album. And here's the deal, because of that, because that's the way things sometimes go with stuff like this, there are going to be a couple albums that get repeated a couple times. You're going to hear a couple albums, you're going to hear a couple tracks that came from the same album. I don't usually like to do that with shows like this, because I like to bring in several different options and several different songs from different sources. However, listen, there's just a few covers out there of In the Flesh, right? There's just a few covers out there of songs like The Trial and Outside the Wall and Bring the Boys Back Home. So I have to cheat a little bit and reuse. However, I think you're going to like the variety that you hear on the show today. Before we get to that, though, let's thank some patrons. It's our top... I'm going to do top five because I've got something to play from one of the patrons. So big thanks to folks like Robert Cooper, Brant Thompson, Valerie Crowley, Jamie Harris, and Steve Holden, as well as this person you're going to hear right here.
This is Eric with your source for CBD products at CannaWorldMarket.com/Loveland and in-store in Loveland, Colorado. We're proud supporters of Coverville, and you can be too by going to Patreon.com/Coverville.
Excellent. Thank you, Eric. And if you want to record a stinger for the show, then just go to Patreon.com/Coverville. Oh, wouldn't it be great if I could do Patreon.Coverville? That'd be perfect. Just go to Patreon.com/Coverville. And look at the pledge levels, and there's one pledge level where you can submit a stinger for me to read on the show or play on the show, and I absolutely will, just like I did for Eric and Canna World Market. Awesome stuff. All right, let's go ahead and get this thing started. I'm going to do it by side, so you're going to hear each side in its quote-unquote entirety, starting off with Sweet Billy Pilgrim and side one, track one, In the Flesh.
thought you might like to go to the show. Is not what you expect you to see. If you wanna find out what's behind these cold eyes, you just have to claw your way through this disguise. Daddy loves you too.
We just keep moving on.
And the sea may look warm to you, babe, and the sky look blue. Ooh, baby. You're out of your depth and out of your mind, with your fear flowing out behind you as you claw the thin ice.
Thank you. Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls? Ooh, mother, should I build a wall? Mother, should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government? She's good enough. Father, did it need to be so high?
Natalie Maines closing out side one of Pink Floyd's The Wall, covered here for Coverville. Started off with, actually, we'll go backwards. Mother by Natalie Maines, that one from a single she released in 2013. Before that, another Brick in the Wall Part 2, covered by a band called Fury Weekend. They released this as a single, and it sounds like it's right from the middle of the 80s, doesn't it? It's amazing. These guys are so good. I did have to do a little bit of fading or crossfading to get it to kind of match up with where the We Don't Need No Education starts up in the middle of the song, or not in the middle, but at the first beat of the song. But you should go back and listen to the whole version. There's about 20 seconds of the song that had to get trimmed out for that. The Happiest Days of Our Lives right before that, that's from Sergeant Thunderhoof. That one is from a 2018 album called The Wall Redux. Maybe the French pronunciation. We'll hide that X for right now. The Wall Redux. Class of 99 brought us that cover of another Brick in the Wall Part 1, the instrumental version right there from the soundtrack to the film The Faculty from 1998, a song about teachers that didn't leave kids alone because they were possessed by aliens, and boy, that's a great soundtrack. Kiki and Herb right before that. Fantastic cabaret lounge duo. Go check out their stuff. And yeah, she's got a little bit of Bowie in her voice. She's got a little bit of Carol Channing in her voice. Amazing stuff. That's from the 2005 album, Kiki and Herb Will Die for You, a cover of The Thin Ice. And then we start off with Sweet Billy Pilgrim from Mojo Presents The Wall Rebuilt from 2009, and a cover of In the Flesh, because there's another track coming up that's In the Flesh, But you know that, right? You're familiar with the album, are you? Maybe, hopefully. Let's go ahead and start side two here. Let's flip over the album and clean it with the disc washer. There we go. Get all the lint and dust and everything like that off of it. So we ended with Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks. We're going to begin side two with Ann Wilson from the band Heart. From her 2007 album, Hope and Glory, here's her cover of Goodbye, Blue Sky.
Frightened. Howdy, how do?
We have a collect call for Mrs. Floyd from Mr. Floyd. Will you accept the charges from Canada? He hung up. Is Edgar a resident? I wonder why he hung up. Is there supposed to be someone else there besides your wife to answer? Oh, this is Canada calling. Are we reaching? See, he keeps hanging up, and that's a man answering.
Tagging each other around. Trying to get something from me.
Look at this tub!
Remember the way he used to be?
watching?
I'm not afraid. Besides,
hello?
Perhaps it will be different again.
Are you feeling okay?
Day after day, love turns gray, like the skin on a dying man. Night after night, we pretend it's all right, but I have grown older, and you have grown colder, and nothing is very much fun anymore, and I can feel one of my turns coming on. I feel cold as a razor blade, tight as a tourniquet, dry as a funeral drum.
Would you like to watch TV or get between the sheets?
Goodbye, cruel world, I'm leaving you today. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, all you people, there's nothing you can say to make me change my mind. Goodbye. Goodbye, cruel world, I'm leaving you today. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, all you people, there's nothing you can say to make me change my mind. Goodbye.
Oh, it's so good. Tufts Beelzebubs with their cover of Goodbye Cruel World, the last song of side two of Pink Floyd's The Wall. That's from their album Play the Game, and it came out in 2005. They basically took a 20-second song from Pink Floyd and turned it into a 2-minute and 48 song, and I love it. Absolutely love it. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 3, right before that, by The Young Republic, that one from the Mojo Presents The Wall Rebuilt album, came out in 2009. This is probably one of my favorite Wall cover albums, is the one that was a ride-along with Mojo. So many good things on that. You'll hear a couple things. We started with that Sweet Billy Pilgrim, the very first song of Side 1, and... It's just great stuff. Anyway, before that, Space Slug, that one from The Wall Redo from 2018, Don't Leave Me Now. Tommy Shaw from Styx doing a cover of One of My Turns, that one from a 2005 tribute called Back Against the Wall. John Law from A Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd, Us, the Us side. There's two discs in that set, Us and Them. 2003 is when that double disc came out. Young Lust is what I played from that one. Luther Right and the Wrongs with their Empty Spaces from their country version called Rebuild the Wall. Came out in 2002. And that's the one that included that, either there must be some woman in or some man at your residence to answer. Something like that. Great stuff. And Wilson at the top of that set. Or the top of that side, as appropriate. Goodbye, Blue Sky, from her 2007 album, Hope and Glory. We were talking about this in the chat room, wondering if The Wall was one of those albums where you had sides 1 and 4 on one disc and sides 2 and 3 on the other, because the way you load them on the automatic disc changer, you know, that spindle that would automatically pop the next disc down so that the needle could move out of the way, drop the disc, and then come back to it. When you flipped both of those discs over at the same time, after listening to sides 1 and 2, you'd get 3 and 4 in the correct order. And I think this was one of those albums that had that. It was such a brilliant creation. Anyway, let's start Side three with Hey You. This one comes from Notes from the Edge from their self-titled album from 2008. Once again, here is Hey You.
Is there anybody out there? That's some of you got that. But try that again. You ready? Is there anybody out there? Very nice. One more One more time. We're gonna do this for real. You ready? Is there anybody out there?
Spoon on a chain. I got a grand piano to
Does anybody here remember Vera Lynn? Remember how she said that we would meet again some sunny day? Is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on now, I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. I need some information first, just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts? Saying
keep it going for the show. Come on, it's time to go.
You know, you've got the Scissor Sisters version of this, you've got the Copper Box version of this, but this is one of my favorite versions. Dar Williams and her cover of Comfortably Numb from her album My Better Self from 2005. Just so, so emotional and fluid, man. It is so good. Dar Williams, Comfortably Numb right there. I'm not crying, you're crying. Luther Wright and the Wrongs before that with Bring the Boys Back Home from that Rebuild the Wall album from 2002. Leslie King from the tribute to Pink Floyd called Echoes of Pink from 2002. That is Vera, about the actual singer, Vera Lynn. Courtney Fairchild with her cover of Nobody Home. That one also is from the Fair Forgery of Pink Floyd, also from the Us disc. I didn't pull anything from the Them disc because there was, so much else to choose from, right? Courtney Fairchild with Nobody Home. The Polka Floyd Show with their cover of Is There Anybody Out There? Again, another one that kind of extends the song quite a bit. And then we start off that side, side three, with Hey You by Notes from the Edge from their self-titled album from 2008. We've just got one more side to go. Let's, brush this one off. Okay, we're ready to go. We're going to start this one with the band Open Hand and The Show Must Go On. Thank you.
Surrogate man, we're gonna find out where you find me. reach me now. No matter how you try. Goodbye.
inevitable. There's no need for the jury to retire. In all my years of judging, I have never heard before of someone more deserving of the full penalty of law. The way you've made them suffer, your exquisite wife and mother, fills me with the urge to defecate. And since, my friend, you have revealed your deepest fear, I sentence you to be exposed before your peers. Tear down the wall!
Came in. That is where we came in. The Polka Floyd Show from their self-titled album with their cover of Outside the Wall. So brilliant as far as a way to end this thing, this version that they did. Before that, The Trial, that was Malcolm McDowell, yeah, from Clockwork Orange, among many things, Malcolm McDowell doing all the different voices in The Trial. This was actually the first song that I 100% locked in for this show when I started picking tracks for this. And I had a lot of tracks to pick from for this. Malcolm McDowell from Rebuilding the Wall, a tribute to Pink Floyd's The Wall from 2007 with his cover of The Trial. Blue Heron before that from The Wall Redux from 2018 with their cover of Stop. Luther Right and the Wrongs. Yeah, I borrowed a couple of their, used a couple of their tracks for this. Waiting for the Worms. That one from their Rebuild the Wall from 2002. Dweezil Zappa from Pink Box, the songs of Pink Floyd covering Run Like Hell way back in 2007. Fulchen with that amazing cover of In the Flesh. That one from the Mojo Presents The Wall Rebuilt that I've used a couple times also, 2009. And Open Hand, starting us off on that side, The Show Must Go On. Great way to finish up. Side four of The Wall in one of the longest shows I think I've ever done of Coverville. I think it's a good time to end it, don't you? I think so. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this. Yeah, sometime I think it would be fun to actually key match all the songs so they're all in the same key and then put all the fades and breaks in exactly the right places to kind of mirror the original album. Sometime maybe I'll do that. No promises though. That's more work than I think I want to put in right now, but sometime I'll do that. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. If you want to get in touch with me, requests@coverville.com. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also call the request line 1-877-7-COVER-9 or visit coverville.com for everything else. Go to patreon.com/coverville. If you're not already supporting the show, throw a buck my way, a buck a month. That's nothing. You'll find that under the seat cushions of your couch. You'll find that next to the French fries in the floorboards of your Datsun. Throw me a dollar a month and listen, if everybody listening to me went to Patreon right now and threw a dollar a month my way, I could probably give up a lot of the freelance that I do right now and focus much more of my time on Coverville and on the other shows I'm doing. Just saying, just throwing that out there. Anyway, coverville.com or patreon.com/coverville for that information. We'll be back next week, probably with an 11-minute podcast, because the last two episodes of Coverville have been like almost 2 hours each. We'll see. We'll see how long they're really, or see how long next week's show really is. It's December. I've got to have a Christmas show, and I've got to have a Coverville countdown. So both of those things have to happen. I think they'll happen over the next 3 weeks. That's the way it's got to go. I'm looking at the schedule right now. Oh, Christmas is on a Wednesday. Well, geez, that's going to be easy, right? Yeah, next week, Tommy, right? Thank you, Fastidas. All right, that's going to do it. We'll see you next time right here on Coverville. Until next time, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com. We're going to hear podcasts so good, they'll tear down the wall.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.